आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरम् गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
In our last class, we were seeing the Sattvagun, we were discussing Maya. So first we saw the Rajogun, then after that Tamogun, and in the last class we were discussing the Sattvagun. So to recap, what is Sattvagun, what is its nature and effect? Sattvam Visuddham Jalavat Tathapi. Sattvagun is just like a water, clear water. And water is always pure. When something is added, it becomes impure. Remove the impurities, again it becomes pure. Tabhyam Militva Sarnaya Kalpati. Tabhyam, in that Sattvagun, when something is mixed, Tabhyam is Dvivachan. That means Rajas and Tamas, when added to the Sattvagun, then what will happen? Sarnaya Kalpati. Sarnaya means Sansaranaya Kalpati. Add one Sansaranaya, then transmigration starts. So when this Sattva, Rajas and Tamas comes into effect and their equilibrium is disturbed, then the creation starts, transmigration starts. Yatra Atmabimb, Atmabimb, light of consciousness, Yatra Atmabimb Pratibimbit San, it reflects. Where? In the Sattvagun. Where is the Sattvagun? Where is the Sattva Rajasthamas? In our mind. So where the reflection happens? It is in our mind. So the mind is Sattvagun Pradhan, the reflection is very clear. It is Visuddha Sattva. सन प्रकाशयति अर्क इव अखिलम जड़म प्रकाशयति इट इल्यूमिनस अखिलम जड़म होल इनर्ट वर्ल्ड होल अनात्मा इज ऑल इनर्ट इट इल्यूमिनस एवरीथिंग हाउ अर्क इव अर्क मीन्स लाइक सन इल्यूमिनस द होल वर्ल्ड सिमिलरली दिस कॉन्शियसनेस रिफ्लेक्टेड कॉन्शियसनेस इन अस इट इल्यूमिनस एवरीथिंग फॉर अस Akilam Janam. Now, what we have to do? It is mixed. We all know who is a Jiva. Jiva is Rajas Tamas Pradhan with Malin Sattva. Malin Sattva means the Sattva is not enough to know your own true nature. So we have to remove, reduce Rajas and Tamas and increase our Sattva-gun. Then it will become Vishuddha-sattvam. So what is the sadhana? Sadhana is if you are tamoguni, come to Rajogun. From Rajogun to the Sattva-gun. This much we have to do. This is our duty. Once you reach Sattva-gun, after that Lord takes over. He will take you beyond even Sattva-gun. All three gunas are binding, Sattva, Rajo and Tamogun. But with effort we have to come up to the Sattva-gun. And after that you cross over. In the Sattva-gun, our perception and response are very good, brilliant. In Bhagavad Gita also we have discussed and learned that when the mind in Sattva-gun, at that time the decision should be taken. All important decisions should be taken when the mind is in the Sattva-gun. When the mind is agitated, rajasic and tamasic, decision will not be correct. So if we want to experience Sachidananda, we have to come to Sattva-gun. How will you increase your Sattva-gun? $1,000,000 question. Kaise badhaen batao? In the last class also I told you, by puja, jap, dhyan, you have to increase it. Puja, jap, dhyan, when I say, what is the common factor, try to grasp that. In puja, Lord is the common factor. In the jap also, Lord is the common factor. Dhyan also, Lord is the common factor. The idea behind all these things, anything which takes your mind to the Lord will increase your Sattva-gun. If your mind goes to the world, to the deity, it becomes rajasic and tamasic, it will become dirty. Anything which you do, which takes your mind away from the Lord, Shastra says it is sin. It is pap. What is punya? Just reverse. Anything which takes your mind toward the Lord is punya. So by effort we have to do that. In verse number 118, it was said, Misrasya sattvasya bhavanti dharma. Now he is telling what is the characteristics of the sattva gun. When the sattva gun comes, misrasya. Misrasya means you cannot become 100% sattvic. Rajasic and tamasic will be always be there because it is called yogmaya. Yogmaya means the three guna will remain always together, but we can increase or decrease their proportion. So mitrasya sattvasya bhavanti dharma, when there is predominant sattva gun, how it happens? So it happens rajas tamas abhibhuya. Gita says, Rajas Tamas Abhibhuya. When the Rajas and Tamas are decreased, Abhibhuya, then Sattva-gun increases. Bhavanti Dharma, what is the Dharma? Dharma means the characteristics. What is the characteristics of the predominant Sattva-gun? That he says, to Amanitvadi, Amanit, we have seen the five verses of Gita in our last class. Amanitvam, Adambitvam, these will come. Then Niyama, Yama, Adya, Patanjali Yoga Sutra, we have seen Niyam, Yam and Niyam. These will start coming in the Sattva-gun, this will start coming in. Then Shraddha, Cha Bhakti, Cha Mumuchita, Shraddha and Bhakti, Mumuchita, this is from the Kaivalya Upanishad. In one verse, he is quoting Bhagavad Gita, Patanjali Yoga Sutra, Kaivalya Upanishad. When Sattva-gun is there, Shraddha is there. We have got faith in the scripture, in the Guru, and in the Ishwar. If Shraddha is not there, kone? You don't believe. Bhakti, devotion is needed. And mumukshuta, I want to get liberation. I've seen enough of the sorrow of the world. Aur nahi chahiye. That mumukshuta when comes, then you slowly start withdrawing from the world and move toward the Lord. Daivi cha sampatti, and the Devi sampatti, we have seen in chapter 16 of Bhagavad Gita, Devi sampatti, you see. With one word, he has indicated so many things. Devi sampatti, vimokshaya. It is written in Bhagavad Gita. Also, Lord has said, Devi sampatti will liberate you. Asat nibritti. When you get all these things, then what will happen? Asat. What is asat? Unreal. What is unreal? Anatma. What is anatma? Whole world. Nibritti. Khata. When these sattagun and when these qualities come into me, asat nibritti is all gone. That is the sattagun. So by effort, we have to come up to sattagun. Then in 119 we saw, visuddha sattvasya guna prasada. What is the fruit of this visuddha sattva? All these words used in this verse indicate you will get shanti. Visuddha sattvasya guna. What is the characteristics of the visuddha sattva? You will get shanti, peace. Peace means happiness. Guna prasada, first is prasada, cheerfulness. Swatma anubhuti parma prashanti. In sattagun only, swatma anubhuti will happen. Swatma anubhuti, swatma anubhuti, not paratma anubhuti. Swatma anubhuti, you will experience your own atman. You will come to know that you are that atman, you are Brahman. Swatma anubhuti, then what will happen? Parama prashanti, param prashanti. We get sometimes shanti, but that is not lasting shanti. But with the knowledge of this atman, with the experience of this atman, what will happen? Param prashanti. And how is this prashanti? There is a difference between the shanti we enjoy in the world and this prashanti. This is subjective experience, and all the world shanti we experience is the objective experience. That is the difference between the swatmanubhuti and the peace we get from the objects of the world, which is temporary. In the kindle life, we all have seen how we get shanti. When the desire is fulfilled, mind is peaceful for some time. Till such time, another desire comes in. We say, oh, I enjoyed this thing. It gave me joy. This object, this being, this person gave me joy. No, that shanti was only for a limited period of time. That's all. So objective. But swatma anubhuti will give you permanent, param prashanti, tripti, contented. We never get full contentment in the world. Never, never. We fix a goal, $1,000,000, and the $1,000,000 is there in the bank, you want another million. Traitya Upanishad says, even if the whole earth is given to you, you will ask for another earth. You will never get contentment in the world. But here you will get tripti, contentment. You will not run to OET for joy now. OET is needed to survive in this world. Even a realized person will be in this world. He will also eat. He will drink water, he will sleep. That much he will take. But for the joy, he will not run to the world that this will give me joy, this will give me joy. So I should have this. No. Tripti, contentment. Praharsa. Praharsa means exalted happiness. Paramatma nishtha. Nishtha means abidance. Paramatma nishtha. That is, and then you abide in that. Paramatma nishtha. Yaja sadanandarasam samrichati. Samrichati means comes to enjoy. What? Sada ananda. Always ananda. Our ananda is temporary. Aata hai, bhaag jata hai. But this is sadanandarasam samrichati. So therefore, in Bhagavad Gita also, Lord has said to Arjun, O Arjun, nitya sattvastha bhava Arjun, O Arjun, always try to remain in the sattvagun. After that is my duty. You stay in that. And sadhana, very simple. Tamas to rajas, rajas to sattva. This we have to do. Now, the causal body and its nature. Earlier we have seen gross body, we have seen the prana, sthula sarir, sukshma sarir, all we discuss. Mind, ego, everything we discuss. Now comes the causal body, karan sarir. Karan sarir, what is this causal body and its nature?
Avyaktana avyaktameta trigunai niruktam.
Avyaktameta trigunai niruktam.
Tat karanam nama shariram atmanah.
Tat karanam nama shariram atmanah.
Sushupti retasya vibhaktyavastha.
Sushupti retasya vibhaktyavastha.
Pralina sarvendriya buddhi vrittihi.
Pralina sarvendriya buddhi vrittihi.
Avyaktameta trigunai niruktam. Tat karanam nama shariram atmanah. Sushupti retasya vibhaktyavastha. Pralina sarvendriya buddhi vrittihi.
Now Shankaracharya is going to give us the characteristics of karan sarir in two verses. We have already studied in Tattva Bodh what is karan sarir. Anirvachya anadi avidya rupam sarir dvayasya karan matram sat swarupa jnanam nirvikalpak rupam yadasi tat karan sariram. In one sentence he said, what is karan sarir? It said anirvachya. We cannot define it. Why? Because we cannot define it whether it is sat or asat. Sat means we stage for in three period of time. We cannot say maya stays for three period of time or the karan stays for three period of time. It was in the past, in the present and future. No, it will end one day. Anirvacha. Can we say it is not at all there, non-existent? No, it is there. Since we cannot define or categorize between sat and asat, therefore it is anirvacha. Undefinable, undescribable, anadi, anadi, beginningless time. You cannot say avidya started in this time. The moment you put a date, I will ask you before that, were you jnani? Anadi avidya is ignorance, beginningless time. Ignorance, ignorance of what? Avidya rupam. Ignorance of my own true nature. It's not ignorance of any object or any science of the world. Avidya rupam, sarir dvayasya karan matram, it is the cause of two bodies, sarir. What are two other bodies? Sthul and sushma. So the cause of the sthul and sushma is karan. So if we can remove the karan, then there is no more sthul and sushma. What is that karan in our BMI chart? Vasana is the karan. So our object is to remove this vasana. Purpose, goal, remove this one. Matram sat sarupas agyanam, sat sarup, sat sarup which is always with us, sat sarup. He is our permanent relative, Lord is our permanent relative. In all our previous lives he was with us. And we have forgotten our permanent relative and we remember only temporary relatives of this life. Sat sarupas agyanam, nirvikalpak rupam. Nirvikalpak is homogeneous, ignorance is homogeneous. Everybody is experiencing the same agyan. There is no degree in agyan, but in gyan there is degree. I am arts graduate, I am master degree holder in art, I have done PhD in this, I am Nobel laureate. There are degrees in the jnana, in the objective sciences, but in the subjective agyan, there is no degree. It's homogeneous. Nirvikalpam, without any thought, without there is knower and known. Knower and known, there is no thought at all. Nirvikalpak rupam. Yad asti tat karan sariram, that is karan sarir. But here it is said, abhyaktam etat trigunai niruktam, niruktam and describe. How it is described, karan sarir is described? Abhyaktam etat trigunai. It has got three guna. Etat this trigunai, three guna, sattva, rajas and tamas. And we call it abhyaktam. Abhyaktam is unmanifest. Abhyaktam etat. Oh, you can call it abhyakt. In the deep sleep state, all our vasanas are abhyakt. They don't disturb at that time. But the moment you are in the dream state or the waking state, they start commanding you according to your vasana, according to your tendencies, according to your likes and dislikes, we start acting in the world. But earlier we have studied abhyakta namni paramesh sakti, the name of the maya is abhyakta. Now the karan sarir, karan causal body is also, he said abhyakta. Oh, it's one and the same thing. Maya in samasti is karan sarir in vyashti. Maya in samasti is nothing but karan sarir in vyashti. So we can call it abhyakta also. Abhyaktam etat trigunai niruktam. And in the deep sleep state, we find it is abhyakta, unmanifest. Then it is said, tat karanam nam sarir atmana. Tat karanam nam sarir atmana. What is the name? Karan sarira. Just move the word nam first. Tat nam karanam sariram. Atman. Atman means of the individual. It is called karan sarira. That is the causal body of the individual. And jeev is conditioned by this karan sarira. It controls everything. We act in the world according to our likes and dislikes. Why it is called sarira? He says sthula sarira, sukshma sarira, karan sarira. What is the definition of sarira? Siryamanatvat sarira. That which modifies, that which grows, that which decays, that which perishes is called sarira. Gross body we know. It modifies, grows, asti jayate, vardate, viparinamate, apakchiyate and vinasyatiti. Six modifications in the gross body. In the subtle body also we see changes in organs of perception, action, mind, intellect. Everywhere the changes are happening. And the karan sarir, the cause. In the cause also it is happening. It is also called sarir. How karan sarir is sarir? Because if you don't act in this world as per the scripture, you are increasing your vasana. It is increasing. If you act according to the scripture, you can decrease your vasana. Therefore, this is also called sarir. Susupti etasya vivakti avastha. Vivakti avastha, special, distinct state avastha is susupti, deep sleep. In deep sleep, you have got no knowledge. Kuch pata nahi lagta hai. No experience. You don't know your true nature and you don't know the world also at that time. Pata nahi lagta hai. Mosquito comes and kisses us, we don't know. Kya hota hai? Vibhakti avastha. It's only one body is there at that time in the deep sleep, karan sarir. And in the dream state, two bodies are involved. Karan sarir and sukshma sarir. And in jagrat avastha, all three bodies are active. Karan sarir, sukshma sarir and the sthul sarir. Praleena sarvendriya buddhi vritti. What happened? Praleen are suspended. Everything is suspended. Praleen. Sarvendriya, all indriya. Buddhi vritti, all the thoughts of buddhi. Kuch bhi nahi hai. Praleen, sarvendriya buddhi vritti. No thoughts. If the thoughts are there, either you are in the dream state or in the waking state. Praleen. So senses, mind and all are at that time not available. Hai nahi? Your lecture is boring. I am sitting on the floor and my leg has gone to sleep. And I am not aware whether the leg is there or not. Is that feeling is not there when your leg goes to sleep? Pata nahi, paav hai ki nahi. Then you need some time to move it this way, that way, then you... Same way, in the deep sleep state, your buddhi, your senses, everything is there, but you don't know. pralin. All indriyas, mind and everything is all suspended. They are not functioning at that time.
Sarva prakara pramiti prashantihi.
Sarva prakara pramiti prashantihi.
Vijatmanavasthitireva buddhehe. Vijatmanavasthitireva buddhehe. Sushuptiretasya kila pratitihi.
Sushuptiretasya kila pratitihi.
Kinchanna vedmiti jagat prasiddhehe. Kinchanna vedmiti jagat prasiddhehe. Sarva prakara pramiti prashantihi. Vijatmanavasthitireva buddhe. Sushuptiretasya kila pratitihi. Kinchanna vedmiti jagat prasiddhe.
Sarva prakar pramiti prashanti. Pramiti, miti means to measure. Sarva prakar, all types of pramiti, perceptions. When my eyes are open, I measure. How I measure? This is Lakshmi ji sitting, measure. That is Srinivas ji sitting, measure. Similarly, with our ears, we measure the sound, different type of sound. With the touch, we measure it is hot and cold. Sarva prakara pramiti, all the measurement, all the perceptions, prasanti, complete cessation in susupti. So no perception, no knowing, no understanding, no cognition, no recognition, nothing. Everything has ceased, stopped, not happening. Bijatmana avasthiti eva buddhe. Bijatmana in the seed form. It's not that your vasana has all extinguished, no, or destroyed. No. Bijatmana. It is in the form of seed. It's there. Bijatmana avasthiti eva buddhe. And it is in the intellect. It's of the intellect. This karan sarir, this vasana, this likes and dislikes is the cause for all our activities in jagrat and sapnavastha. But in the karan sarir, in the deep sleep state, it is in the seedal form. It is there, but it is in the seedal form. Like in the seed, when you open it, you cut it, you won't find trunk, leaves, fruit and flower there. Kuch bhi nahi hai. Similarly, in the vasana also, at that time nothing is there. It's not expressing. You can't find anything there. It is a distinct state. Everything is sat. It is in the seedal form. Susupti etasya kil pratiti. And the deep sleep is indeed its experience. Kil pratiti, experience. And the experience of the deep sleep is universal, one and same everywhere. All beings experience the same sukh in the deep sleep. Same sukh is experienced there. And everybody on this earth knows this deep sleep. All beings, including plants. Plants also go to the sleep, therefore our ancestor used to say, don't pluck flowers after sunset. Don't pluck fruit after that. But they also go to the sleep. One question. You say, they go to different avastha, three avastha, all jiva goes to the three avastha. Tell me whether dog dreams? All jiva goes into three avastha, jagrat avastha, swapna avastha and susupti. Jagrat is okay. I can see dog is jagrat. Or dog has gone to deep sleep also is seen. Magar dog dream karta hai ki nahi? Batao. That you have to go, either you take the body of the dog, then you come to know. But if the scripture says, accept it, karta hai. Very good. Kinchit na vedam iti jagat prasiddhe. Jagat prasiddhe, it is the universal verdict. Everybody says, kinchit na vedam. कुछ भी नहीं पता लगता है. आई कांट नो एनीथिंग, आई डोंट नो व्हाट इज हैपनिंग, कुछ नहीं लगता है. इन तत्वबोध ऑल्सो वी हैव सीन द सुसुप्ति अहम किमपि न जानामि सुखेन मया निद्रा अनुभूयत इति सुसुप्त अवस्था. शंकराचार्य जी से व्हाट इज द सुसुप्ति अवस्था, अहम किमपि न जानामि, आई डोंट नो एनीथिंग. अर्लियर आई टोल्ड यू इन द डीप स्लीप स्टेट यू डोंट एक्सपीरियंस द वर्ल्ड एंड यू डोंट नो योर ट्रू नेचर. इन स्वप्नावस्था यू डोंट नो योर ट्रू नेचर बट यू एक्सपीरियंस ड्रीम. सबकॉन्शियस माइंड प्रोजेक्ट्स द ड्रीम विच इज बेस्ड ऑन योर वासना, योर लाइक्स एंड डिसलाइक्स, योर पास्ट एक्सपीरियंसेस. एंड इन द जागृत अवस्था, इन जागृत अवस्था ऑल्सो आई डोंट नो माई ट्रू नेचर बट आई नो द वर्ल्ड. सो इन ऑल थ्री स्टेट्स आई डोंट नो माई ट्रू नेचर बट इन जागृत एंड स्वप्न वी एक्सपीरियंस समथिंग. So some goes to sleep very fast, but some requires pills also. One person was there, he always required one pill. Saane ke pehle ek pill. There many people are addicted, you know. Sometimes you can golmaal kar sakte ho. You can give them homeopathy medicine. All are like the same granules, meetha meetha. You don't get any test. To khali granule de do. One person was, he always used to take. So one day he came, he was very tired and went to sleep. His friend was there, Hari, kaise so gaya ye? Hey, utho, 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 utho. You have not taken your sleeping pill, you take your sleeping pill. Good. So this much, starting from the verse number 72 and up to the verse number 123, we will see another two verses today. Is all anatma. Shankaracharya has taken 51 verses to explain us the anatma, which is known to us. Anatma. Now in 122 and 123, he is summarizing the whole thing, whatever he has said in 49 verses. He is summarizing in two words. What is anatma? Chalo, let us see what is anatma in one verse.
Dehendriya prano mano hamadayah.
Dehendriya prana mano hamadayah.
Sarve vikara vishaya sukhadayah.
सर्वे विकारा विषया सुखादयः.
व्योमादि भूतान्यखिलं च विश्वं.
व्योमादि भूतान्यखिलं च विश्वं.
अव्यक्त पर्यन्तमिदं यनात्मा.
अव्यक्त
पर्यन्तमिदं यनात्मा.
देहेन्द्रिय प्राण
मनोहमात्मा.
सर्वे
मनोहमादयः. सर्वे विकारा विषया सुखादयः. व्योमादिभूतान्यखिलं च विश्वम्. अव्यक्तपर्यन्तमिदं यनात्मा.
Now all these words are known to you. First is deha. How many deha we have got?
Three.
Deha. Indriya. How many indriya we have got?
Ten.
Five organs of perception and five organs of action. Indriya. Manah. Mind. Aham.
Ego.
Adi. Now you have to fill up the gap. What is Adi? बुद्धि एंड चित्तम. आदय मीन्स बुद्धि एंड चित्तम. सर्वे विकारा, सर्वे विकारा ऑल देयर मॉडिफिकेशंस. देयर आर मेनी मॉडिफिकेशंस इन आवर माइंड इन द थॉट्स. ऑल देयर मॉडिफिकेशन. विषया सुखादय. विषय सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स एंड देयर प्लेजर. सुख आदय. व्हाट इज दिस आदय विल कम टू सी. विषया सुखादय. So what are the vikaras? So the modification of thoughts are given in chapter 13, sloka number 6 of Bhagavad Gita, which goes like this. Iccha dvesh sukham dukkham sanghat chetana jriti etat chetram samasena savikaram udharitam. These are all the modification of thought. Iccha, the desire, dvesh, dislikes, hatred, sukham, dukkham, joy, sorrow. Then sanghat, assembly, the whole assembly, chetana. Here chetana doesn't mean the consciousness. Here chetana means the chetana which is enlivening our indriyas. Dhriti, fortitude. Etat chetram samasena. These are the chetra in brief samasena. Sabhikaram udharitam. Sabhikaram, these are all modifications. So all the thought modifications. And at one more place we studied one something which you have to tell me from where I am quoting this. Kama sankalpa sandeho sraddha asraddre dhiti tare hri dhi bhi iti evam adin bhasyati ekadachiti. We studied this text here. Drigdrishilvek, verse number 4. What is that? Kama. Kama means desire, sankalpa, willing. Sankalpa means just willing. Sandeho, doubts. Sraddha, asraddha, faith or no faith. Dhriti, fortitude, itare, hri. Hri means modesty. Dhi, understanding. Bhi means fear. E, iti evam adina and many others. These are all bhasyati ekadachiti. In one consciousness, they all are illumined. The different types of thoughts, they are coming. Visaya. Visaya. How many visayas are there?
Five.
Sabda, sparsa, rupa, ras, gandha. And what is the substratum of sabda? Space. Sparsa, air. Rupa, fire. Rasa, water. Gandha, earth. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, ras, gandha. Good. Sukhadaya. Sukhadaya. Sukh. Adi means? Adi means sukh. Ke baad dukh. Rag, dvesh. Sukhadaya. Vyom adi. Vyom means space. Adi means now fill up. Vyom adi. Bhutani. Bhutani means element. Five elements, Bhutani, Akhilam cha Vishwam, and the whole entire universe. Whole entire universe. Abhyakta Paryantam is? The first state of Maya is Abhyakta. In Abhyakta state, there is Sattva, Rajas and Tamoguna. They are at that time in equilibrium state. There is no creation at that time. When there is a disturbance in that equilibrium, then the creation starts. Kyun disturbance hota hai? Immediately question comes. Who disturbs that? Huh? Karma. Your karma has fructified. Therefore, Lord has to create jiva and the whole world so that it can be experienced. Your karma phala. Abhyakta paryantam idam hi anatma. This the whole world starting from the abhyakta to vyakta. Everything, whatever you see, is all anatma. You see, in one verse he has said, covered everything. Gross body, subtle body, and karan sarir, everything. In one verse. And this was explained in 49 verses. Anatma. So what is practical? I am not deha, I am not mind, I am not prana. But I act with this. In the waking state and in the dream state, I act with this. But in the deep sleep state, they are dormant. We are not using that. Gross body and subtle body are not used in the deep sleep. But we give reality to the chetan and this world and this body. This is our wrong understanding. We have to understand that all these are anatma. Starting from the deha to abhyakta, all are anatma. And now he is going to tell that it is not there. The next verse is going to tell it is not there.
Maya, Maya, Karyam Sarvam.
Maya, Maya, Karyam Sarvam.
Mahadadi Deha Paryantam.
Mahadadi Deha Paryantam.
Asadadi Manatma Tattvam Vidhi. Asadadi Manatma Tattvam Vidhi. Tvam Marumarichika Kalpam.
Tvam Marumarichika Kalpam.
Maya Maya Karyam Sarvam. Mahadadi Deha Paryantam. Asadadi Manatma Tattvam Vidhi. Tvam Marumarichika Kalpam.
Maya Maya Karyam Sarvam. Maya Maya means the cause. Maya Karya Karyam is the effect. The cause and effect. Maya and its effect. Sarvam all. Starting from where? Mahatadi Deha Pradyantam. Mahat. Mahat means Mahatattva. Mahatattva means Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha means Brahmaji. Starting from Brahmaji to Deha Pradyantam. First manifestation is Mahatattva. From unmanifest to the first manifestation is called Mahatattva. When you think as an inert, it is Mahatattva. When it is associated with the sentient, we call it Hiranyagarbha. That Hiranyagarbha is nothing but Brahmaji. So starting from Brahmaji to Deha Paryantam is all Anatma. Another meaning of Mahat is the Virat Purush. In Bhagavad, we get the description of the Virat Purush. That is also Mahat. In Purush Suktam, we get Sahasra Sirsa Purusha Sahasra Sahasra Pa Sabhumi Vishvato Vitva. This is all Virat Rupa of the Bhagavan. All creations are of Maya, and we know the meaning of Maya, Yamasa Maya. Ma in the Sanskrit means no. That which is not there is Maya. See, the words are also the Sarir. What is Sarir? Sirya Manatva Sarir, which decays, changes, modifies. Maya, Maya. Why it is Maya? That is which is not there, it is Maya. Asat idam anatma tattvam. Asat unreal. This is the nature of this anatma tattva, not self. This is the nature. It is asat. So whatever we see or know as this is all anatma. Whatever is seen, whatever is drishya, whatever is experienced is all anatma. Jo bhi dikhai padta hai, sab anatma hai. In Upadeshar we have seen there is one idam. Whatever is known as idam, idam, idam is all anatma. Other than idam is aham. And we have to get to that aham. That is Sachidananda. That aham, Gurudev used to say, there is a small I and big I. That big I has become small I. You have to make the small I to again to big I. Itne hi kaam hai, jyada kaam nahi hai. Viddhi tam maru mirichika kalpam. Viddhi, no doubt, like mirage, water in the desert. How you see this mirage water? The sand is there, the sun ray is there, the reflection that gives a feeling that there is a water there. But actually it is not there. Similarly, the whole world is not there. Anatma is not there. Let me read from Gurudev's description. So far, all that constitutes the anatma, not self, has been explained. All equipments, body, deha, sense organ, indriya, physiological function, prana, mind, mana, and the ego, aham, all modification, vikara, like pain and pleasure, etc., sukhade, all sense objects, visaya, the gross elements, bhutani, and the perceptible world of object, emotions and thought, viswa, up to the unmanifest, abhyakta, all are not self. They all are anatma. That we have seen in our last verse, anatma. The entire world within and around, up to the vasana, that is the world of matter, which is other than the self, the atman is anatman. Anything other than self is anatman. Even when we are in the deep sleep, if somebody asks you some name, what is this? Just consider, is it Atma or Ananda? Jo naam bolo Anatma. The moment he says Atma, yeah, this is Atma. Rest of the things, whatever word he utters, is all Anatma. This Anatman is the creation of Maya due to non-apprehension of the reality. Maya is that which is not. All things created out of a thing which exists not must be unreal, entirely non-existent. That is Shankaracharya saying and Gurudev is saying. It is non-existent, it is not there. But Shankaracharya was forced to say it is relatively real, not absolutely real. People came and said, how come you say this whole world is asat, non-existent? We are experiencing everything. He said, okay, it is relatively real, but not absolute real. Absolute real means it will stay in three periods of time. Always it will stay. Okay, aap kehte ho to hum reality kar dete hain. Relatively real. Though they are non-existent for the time being, they are perceptible to us in our own delusion. Hence, they are merely illusions. Though the mirage in the desert can be seen, it has no reality. Similarly, the entire range of the thing consisting of Anatman are unreal, mere whips of the mind's imagination. देखो हमको इसमें we don't want to get into this anatma discussion much. Our goal is to know Atman. Therefore, Gurudev writes, in order to know the reality, all that is unreal has to be rejected. Even if it is relatively real, reject it. Shankaracharya says it is not there. But even if you say, no, it is real, relatively real, okay, reject it. And so transcended, the next verse onward, Shankara explains the nature of the self, the Atman, which is to be known and attained. So with this verse, our Anatma discussion ends. So if we go to our verse number 49, को नाम बंध है कथमेश आगत है कथम प्रतिष्ठा से कथम विमोच है कोसव अनात्मा परम का आत्मा. सो कोसव अनात्मा डिस्कशन ओवर, वन सेक्शन वन क्वेश्चन ओवर. नाउ व्हाट इज आत्मन, शंकराचार्य विल डिस्कस इन नेक्स्ट 12 श्लोकस, 12 वर्सेस आत्मन. सो इफ यू वांट टू
you have to come.
Only 12 verses. Okay. Another thing is that, but we give the reality to Anatma. They are all Anatma, like mirage. But difficult to stay in that state. When we are transacting in the world, to think that is all. A person was walking and he saw a diamond is there and his wife was following him in morning walk. This person saw a little bit behind. He immediately covered with the dust that diamond. His wife saw. He said, why you are covering dust with the dust? See, level of understanding. Why you are covering anatma with the anatma? Rahne do. Pandav made a palace. The place which was narrow, it used to look as very broad. It's not very difficult. In many homes you go, your drawing room is this much, you put a glass there, it looks like, oh yeah. The other day we went to the art museum, mirror reflected, there was one jar, infinite jars, mirror reflection. And it was so made that Duryodhan, when he came into, he seems the water there, he lifted his dhoti and went there by the Nari. No water. And he thought there is a dry place. He walked, it was water. Maya. So this is Maya. What is Anatma? In our chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Mahabhutani ahankaro buddhi vyavyaktam eva cha indriyani dasaikam cha pancha ching indriya gochara iccha dvesh sukham dukham sanghat chetana driti etat chetra samasena savikaram udayitam. Bhagavad Gita says the same thing. Mahabhutani, five great elements, ahankar, buddhi, abhyakta, unmanifest, indriyani dasaikam, 10 indriya. Now you can understand, I think, some little bit of Hindi. Indriyani dasaikam, 10 indriyani. Panch indriya gochara, 5 sense objects. Then the modification of all this. So how to apply this maya in our practical life? Ab jaake aisa nahi, jaake ghar mein bologe ki there's everything is anatma. We have to transact with the world, with upadhi, with anatma vastu. Without this body, with Atma, there cannot be any transaction. For transaction, we need gross body, subtle body and the causal body. And Atma has got no gross body, subtle body and causal body. Therefore, Atma cannot do anything. Therefore, it is Nikamma. For doing anything, for transacting anything, you need to have three bodies. When we are transacting with the body, what we have to know that we are transacting, this is all false, do not give much importance to it. But we give reality. So when we are in vyavahar, act normally. Naam kya hai? Naam batao. Don't say I'm a Brahma, I'm Brahman. Father ka naam kya hai? Worthless. Aisa nahi. You have to transact with the world, with upadhi. Very good. We'll take the paramatma ka. The next question is paramatma ka. That atma portion we'll take in our next class.
Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti.